I mean, so that's the thing is, I think a lot has been made of Jeffrey Epstein's relationship to Woody Allen, and the two do seem to be good buddies. I mean, I think it's safe to say that in the last years of his life, Woody Allen was one of his most frequent male companions, and certainly outside of the financial and political sphere, is definitely the guy who hung out with him the most. She introduces him to Woody Allen. And there's actually, she mentions this in an email, or actually Woody Allen rather talks about this in an interview with, I believe, the Sunday Times. He says, someone, a publicist, invited Soon Yi and me to a dinner at Jeffrey's house with one of those British royals. I can't remember the name because I don't follow the royals with any interest at all. I think he actually just has a little bit of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 20 people there and we knew a lot of them from show business. I don't want to say who. Others have been less discreet. This is the Sunday Times. The U.S. TV journalist Katie Couric had said she was also at that dinner for the prince at Epstein's home, along with fellow TV figures Charlie Rose, George Stephanopoulos, and the comedian, oh God, forgive me, Chelsea Handler.
Catching strays.
Catching strays, I know. But I would love to throw my body in front of her to catch them for her. This dinner was actually, we can see this being set up in the emails.
Yeah, and it was with an interesting, I guess you could say interesting carrot, you know, to get everyone there, which is a DVD of a film called The King's Speech. And this was the crown jewel, I would say, no pun intended, of sort of Peggy Siegel's career. Is in 2010, a film called The King's Speech won Best Picture. It beat out Inception, it beat out The Social Network, it beat out any number of much better remembered, probably better reviewed films. And, you know, The King's Speech actually comes up a lot in the Epstein files in a number of different ways. And I would say, too, there's like, you know, there are a lot of like cursed films. You know, there are films like Birth of a Nation, which, you know, gave rise to like the resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan. There are things like Wizard of Oz, where allegedly, you know, someone, you know, dies in the back of the frame. Stuff like The Exorcist, where they say there's a curse on the film. But I would say in the Epstein files, The King's Speech emerges as maybe the most cursed film of all time because it unites Harvey Weinstein, Woody Allen, Jeffrey Epstein. It just becomes this nexus, and Jean-Luc Brunel.
Yes.
So like an interesting kind of like, and not to like sidetrack from the Woody Allen connection, but you know, there's an interesting aspect to the sort of Epstein files, They're Just Like Us kind of dimension where they're constantly passing around screener DVDs and links. You know, basically doing their like friend-to-friend, you know, kind of low-key piracy, which, you know, we all do, except for me when I'm on a job.
I don't do that.
Yeah. I certainly don't approve of it when Jeffrey Epstein and Jean-Luc Brunel do it. But like Jean-Luc Brunel sends him like a MediaFire, like AVI, like DivX rip of The King's Speech. And it's like, check this out. This movie's fucking great.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And it's almost like, I feel like The King's Speech is almost like the ring for rich pedophiles, where it's like you watch it and then you get a call from the Clinton Foundation and they're like 10 years.
Yes. Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, what do you mean 10 years? And like, then you're fucking 10 years later, you're like in jail with a fucking bed sheet around your neck.
Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein.